Good morning, sir. And what is your name, sir?
It's Carlos Garcia.
Okay, Mr. Garcia, you've been presented on the board of executive clemency for your revocation here this morning. So once again, would you state your name and your ADC number for the record, sir?
It is Carlos Garcia, 328024.
Thank you, sir. As you know, you have two allegations on your warrant, and we're going to discuss them with you as we move along this morning. Based upon information that I see, you were notified of this hearing back on February the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And only among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room this morning. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes.
And as you can see, I would like to introduce you to the four board members participating in your hearing today, and they are to your right. That is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis. On the other side is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel lead for your hearing this morning. We also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Brady, who you can see now. Mr. Brady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. I would like to swear you in, Mr. Garcia and Mr. Brady. Both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you guard or do you so firm. Mr. Garcia?
Yes, I'll tell the truth.
And Mr. Brady?
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Garcia, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Please tell me whether it's true or false. The first one is that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about December 7, 2018, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated December 18, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. And the next one reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about December 20, 2018, as written, directed when a non-compliance letter was dropped off at your residence on December 19th. 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown and you were actually avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false, sir?
My parole officer knew where I was at. I wasn't avoiding supervision.
But did you show up for the face-to-face visit, sir?
No, I had called him. He came to my house, but I didn't show up to the office.
Okay, so on December 20th, you did not show up at the office. On about December 20th, sir?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to assume that that is true, and then you can explain it in phase two of the hearing, what happened, and you have plenty of opportunity to explain it. But at this time, based on the information that's been provided by Mr. Garcia, as well as information contained in warrant number 2018W3727, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Garcia did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he did admit it, and the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company based upon his admission. That
second.
Is my motion. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kawanis and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing, which is a very important phase, because at the end of phase two, this board is going to make a decision whether to revoke your supervision or to continue you on supervision. However, we do have to go through a process to get to that point of your hearing. And the process began by receiving some background information on you coming from the Department of Correction, and then we're going to come back and talk with you or the board members. Then you can tell the board whatever you need to tell the board. At this time, we're going to request that the Honorable Mr. Grady would give us some background information on Mr. Garcia. The Honorable Mr. Grady, sir.
Mr. Garcia,
the
Commission DOC on November 6th of 2018, he was arrested on January 27th of 2019.
I finished eating, he has one new charges, he was returned back to the MC on January 27th of 2019, with a CCD of April 14th of 2019, that reflects 38 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. He has no prior convictions, his one term of DLC, his CUIR scores of 2-3, mental health scores of 3, substance abuse scores of 2, he has no gang affiliation, no prior charges of supervision, disciplinary violations are minimal, no other arrests, community risk score is a G1-V1.
Okay, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Brady. Okay, I'm going to look at your case supervision summary for a few moments, and then we can talk, and then you can give us whatever information that you need to give to the board. Seeing that when you were released from Marano, with the approved placement was to be with your mother of your kids, and then that would have been at 6340 North 16th Street, number 106 in Phoenix, Arizona. And then the sponsor and the offender had a disagreement, and you was asked to leave, and on November 19, 2018, you were approved to reside with your mother, and that would have been at 5045 South 37th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. Were those the two places where you resided while you were out, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the disagreement between you and the mother of your kids? Why did you have to leave there, sir?
It's because when I got released from prison, she had, while I was locked up, while I was incarcerated, she had got pregnant by another dude, so I was like, I didn't want to stay there, so I asked my parole officer if I could leave, and so she told my parole officer that I couldn't stay there. So it was actually, I asked to leave.
So you left and went to your mother's residence?
Yes, I asked to stay with my mother.
Okay, so how long did you stay with your mother, sir?
Well, I stayed with her until I got arrested.
Okay.
Here.
Okay, now did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
Yes, I was working for City Energy. I was selling the ring doorbells. I was making $14 an hour. And that was my first job that I actually kept, and as soon as I get released, I'll still be working there.
Yeah, maybe I didn't hear you, sir. What you said, you were ringing doorbells? Is that what you said, sir?
No, I was selling the new doorbells, the ring doorbells that have cameras.
Oh, okay. So you were selling those things, and so that people can see who's out there at the front door or whatever they are.
Okay. City Energy.
Yeah, and you were making
something. $14 an hour.
You were making $14 an hour. You were gainfully employed, so that's a good position that you had. So I commend you for that. And I also take note that that you had to do the UAs, and you were given that pin code, and the number that was given. And it seemed to me, however, you failed to provide UAs in November. 16 of 2018. Also, you failed to provide UAs on November 19, 2018, and then you were positive for amphetamine on November 27th, and then you failed to provide on December 4th and on December 7th. Why didn't you provide those UAs, sir? What was going on there, sir?
Like I said, I was going through it. With my girlfriend being pregnant by another dude, so, and then I was working at the time too, so, and then, I just stopped. I just didn't have the time to go. I told my parole officer that when I did go, I was honest with him, told him that I had relapsed. Because before my incarceration, I had a real bad drug problem. And I went to rehab and all that other stuff. So there's no excuses why I missed UAs.
Mm-hmm. And it's just seemed to me on November the 27th, you were positives for amphetamine, opiates, as well as marijuana, THC. So what kind of drugs were you on in the past, sir?
I was using heroin and methamphetamines.
Okay, and when was the last time you used those type of drugs, sir? When was the last time you used those type of drugs, you know, heroin and methamphetamine? When was the last time you used?
The last time was when I had got 33 for the test.
Okay, so that would have been back in November 27th?
Because
okay.
When I started working, they had drug tests,
me,
so I had to get
stay
clean for
that
job.
Okay. And so when you get out, will you get out next month, will you remain drug free, or what are your plans that relates to drugs? Because you've been on them apparently off and on throughout your short lifespan. So what are your plans, sir?
Just to remain drug free, because like I said, I'm gonna still be working for that company, and they do random drug tests. So and I just want to keep my life back on track. Right now with my daughter, and hopefully prove to you guys that I can do this without relapsing.
No, sir.
I need not to come back to this place.
Go ahead, sir. Now, you made it very clear, sir, that, you know, one reason that you left the first residence, which would have been your kid's mother, because of her situation. Do you still maintain any connection with the kids themselves, and not necessarily the mother, but do you maintain any connection with the kids, sir?
Yes. She'll bring the kid, my daughter, over every other weekend, when I have my days off.
So you only had one kid with her, and that was a daughter?
Yes, that's just one.
Okay. And so you were, in other words, between the group, you were a good father. So you actually, as you bring her over, and you would be a good father.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, we're glad to hear that, sir. I'm glad to hear that. Okay. I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you at this time, sir. I don't see any questions coming from other board members at this time. Sir, we're coming towards the end of your hearing. This is your hearing. We'll give you an opportunity to tell the board anything else you want to tell the board at this time. So I'm going to open it up to you, and we are prepared to listen as board members. So anything else you want to tell the board now, sir?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, well, the board is now preparing to go into discussion. And during this discussion, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your supervision or to continue your own supervision. And this will be the first time that the board, under the open meeting laws of the state of Arizona, will have an opportunity to discuss your case, because we do everything in public. So we're going to do this in public as well. So please stay on the phone. Don't hang up. Listen, and following our discussion, the board will make its decision known to you at that time. I find that Mr. Garcia is a very interesting young man. He is only 23 years of age, if I count my fingers and toes correct. And he's getting off, he's except that he had that little hiccup up front, he was getting off to a pretty good start, but with that situation involving his kid's mother, that kind of threw him off a little bit, and he's missed all those UAs, and then he relapsed on amphetamine, opiates, as well as THC, and as a result of that, that kind of threw him off, although I commend him for the employment there with those, I'm going to call them doorbells, when he would, for $14 an hour, he was not, and he could install them and sell them and make a decent living to take care of himself and his daughter. But I think that at this time, since he's scheduled to be out in just about a month from now, I think it'd be best for him just to go ahead and complete it. And when he gets out, he can go back, get that job at the company, and be a productive citizen from that point on. That's just one board member's opinion. That's my opinion, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Hearing nothing at this time, then I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be based upon information contained in the aforementioned warrant, as well as testimony coming from Mr. Garcia and Mr. Grady. I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same, including the fact that he did abstain for, 30 some odd days, and that also the board cannot accept. 38 days he did abstain, and therefore my motion is to revoke his community supervision, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. It is seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kovarik, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. So the community supervision has been revoked by this board. However, as I stated before, you may be out according to information we have on April the 14th, the day before tax day. And at that time, you won't have to report to any parole officer. You can go back, get your apartment, you can go back and get your job. And we wish you the best, sir, and this will end your hearing. And please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir. Thank you so much for your participation, sir.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.